This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. There's research that tackles the really big questions like, where did we come from? How did the universe form? How can people live longer, better lives? Today is probably not the day for that research. Instead, it's our annual salute to science that first makes you laugh and then makes you think. Talking about highlights from the 23rd First Annual Ig Nobel Awards, where else would work studying the navigation habits of dung beetles get an award, or an idea for improving airline security involving a cage, a parachute, and bomb bay doors? Let's not go there. The awards are handed out each year by the editors of the Science Humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research. The theme of this year's ceremony is force. So whenever you hear that secret word, feel free to shout force back at your radio. So steal that last sliver of pie, sit back, and let us whisk you away through the magic of radio to Harvard's Sanders Theater, where the dignitaries and ignitaries are taking the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, and forces of nature. Welcome to the 23rd First Annual Ig Nobel Prize Ceremony. Professor Jean Berko Gleason will deliver the traditional Ig Nobel welcome, welcome speech.
Welcome. Welcome.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, literati, glitterati, pseudo-intellectuals, quasi-pseudo-intellectuals, and the rest of you. May I introduce our Master of Ceremonies, the editor of the Annals of Improbable Research, Chief Airhead, Mark Abrams.
We are gathered here tonight to honor some remarkable individuals and groups. Every winner has done something that first makes people laugh, then makes them think. The Ig Nobel ceremony is produced by the Science Humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research, and proudly co-sponsored by the Harvard Radcliffe Society of Physics Students, the Harvard Radcliffe Science Fiction Association, and by the book, This is Improbable, ISBN 978-1851689316. The editors of the Annals of Improbable Research have chosen a theme for this year's ceremony. That theme is force.
Please welcome our most special guests, the new Ig Nobel Prize winners. This year's winners, they represent 18 countries and 5 continents.
The awards feature a bunch of officials to make sure things run smoothly. An official referee and timer, a special V-chip monitor designed to block offensive content, and Miss Sweetie Poo, a little girl who interrupts when speeches run on just a bit too long.
One past winner of the Ig Nobel Prize has come back to take a bow and to help us honor the new winners. Please welcome the co-winner of the 2009 Ig Nobel Physics Prize, which was given for analytically determining why pregnant women don't tip over. Welcome Dan Lieberman. Professor Lieberman will give a 1-minute lecture entitled The Biomechanical Forces Involved in Human Childbirth. Here is Professor Lieberman.
Why is human childbirth so difficult? Why can't mothers just exert enough force to expel the baby easily? The evolutionary explanation is that in upright moms who aren't quadrupeds, the gravitational force of the fetus is counteracted by the floor of the pelvis. and which is filled with vital sphincters, which you're all using right now. And so pregnant moms need especially strong pelvic floors. Next. Second, human newborns have enormous brains, and as you can see from these numbers, it's a very tight fit. Next. Finally, humans evolved extremely wide hips to locomote efficiently, so big-brained babies have to enter the pelvis sideways and then turn a ridiculous 90 degrees inside the pelvis. Next. And so the way in which we solve this problem is having intermittent gradual forces. During stage one of labor, a mother produces about 8.5 kilopascals of pressure on the pelvis's, on the fetus's head, and then intermittently about once every 3 minutes. And then during the second stage of labor, those forces rise to about 20 kilopascals on the fetus's head. And if those forces aren't gradual and intermittent, the mom and the baby are in trouble. So if any of you are expecting, may the force be with you, not the forceps.
Thank you, Professor Lieberman. Now get set for something special, the 24/7 lectures. We have invited several of the world's top thinkers to tell us very briefly what they are thinking about. Each 24/7 lecturer will explain her or his subject twice. First, a complete technical description in 24 seconds. And then, after a brief pause, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. The 24-second time limit will be enforced by our V-chip monitor, Mr. William Maloney. Mr. Maloney, do you have any advice for our 24/7 lecturers?
Keep it clean, gentlemen.
Okay.
The first 24/7 lecture will be delivered by Dudley Hirschbach, Professor Emeritus of Chemistry at Harvard University, winner of the 1986 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. His topic, torque. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Torque is a force proportional to the rate of change of angular momentum with time. Applied to any object, torque will accelerate or decelerate its rotation. The extent of the acceleration is inversely proportional to the moment of inertia of the object. Among myriad applications are gyrations of ballet dancers, launching of boomerangs, and birthing of elephants.
And now a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
To start or stop spinning, apply torque.
The second 24/7 lecture will be delivered by Xiaoli Meng, the Dean of Harvard's Graduate School of Arts and Sciences and Whipple Vien Jones Professor of Statistics at Harvard. His topic, statistics. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Z-test, t-test, chi-square test. I can help you to face any test. Bayes frequency fiducial. Let me make you feel free inferential. Regression, collision, causation. What else can generate more passion? Skewness, kurtosis, and heteroscedasticity. Boy, do I feel sexy.
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
The only crystal ball approved by God.
The final 24/7 lecture will be delivered by Melissa Franklin, an experimental particle physicist, the first female tenured faculty member in the Harvard Department of Physics. She studies particle interactions and symmetries. Her topic, force. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Force keeps me down, spins me round, keeps my atoms bound, keeps my motion brown. Makes my coffee drip, makes my muscles rip. My protons flip, my DNA zip and unzip. It makes my cells divide, my brain decide, my microtubules grow and subside. Force makes things go and not go and or go and not go.
Please welcome, he's ridden to the rescue, our referee, Mr. John Barrett. And now, a clear summary of that lecture that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
Equal, opposite, attractive. Repulsive. Bang. Ding. Crash. Ow!
If you'd like more Ig excitement, visit sciencefriday.com/Ig Nobel for an eyewitness account of the ceremonies. The awards are produced each year by the editors of the science humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research. You can find out more about them at improbable.com. We're going to take a break. Stay with us. We'll be back with more Ig Nobel action after this.
Okay. Oh, I've just been given the signal that the show needs to commence. So please get your paper airplanes ready to throw. Will the minor domos please remove the bed sheets from the human aerodome? And please, audience, display the admirable force of your personality. And prepare your airplanes for launch. I will count down from 5 to 0. So get set. T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. If you're just joining us, we're playing highlights from this year's Ig Nobel Award ceremony. Research that first makes you laugh, then makes you think. It was recorded in September of this year at Harvard's Sanders Theater. Here's Ig Nobel Master of Ceremonies, Mark Abrams.
Now let's get it over with, ladies and gentlemen, the awarding of the 2013 Ig Nobel Prizes. We're giving out 10 prizes. The winners come from many nations. This year's winners have truly earned their prizes. Karen, tell them what they've won.
This year's winners each get an Ig Nobel Prize.
What else?
A piece of paper saying they've won an Ig Nobel Prize. It's signed by several Nobel laureates.
Do they get any money?
$10 trillion.
$10 trillion?
$10 trillion!
$10 trillion US dollars?
Zimbabwean dollars. A Zimbabwean $10 trillion bill.
How nice. Thank you, Karen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the coveted Ig Nobel Prize. This year's prize is a hammer sealed inside a transparent glass box with a sign on the outside that says, "In case of emergency, use hammer to break glass." And now the prizes. The medicine prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Medicine is awarded to Masatiro Uchiyama, Xiangyuan Jin, Qi Zhang, Toshihito Hire, Atsushi Amano, Hisashi Bashuda, and Masanori Niimi of Japan, China, and the UK for assessing the effect of listening to opera on heart transplant patients who are mice. Please welcome. Please welcome Masaturo Uchiyama, Xiangyuan Jin, and Masanori Niimi.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Tonight is a great honor for us and for all the persons who are interested in brain and immune system. Using mouse heart transplantation model into the abdomen, we did show the force of music. A famous opera, La Traviata, generated regulatory cells and prolonged graft survival. We say, we hope, and we believe this, our improbable result, are immediately used for clinical and our life and make people laugh and then sing. Brain can control immune system. I have to say, thank you to my wife, Tomoe, my daughter, Abisa, to my parents.
I'm bored.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
You can collect your $10 trillion bill from the Nobel laureates over there. The Psychology Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize for Psychology is awarded to Laurent Begu, Brad Bushman, Ulman Zerhouni, Baptiste Subra, and Mehdi Ouraba of France, the Netherlands, Poland, and the USA for confirming by experiment that people who think they are drunk also think they are attractive. Please welcome Brad Bushman, Laurent Begu, and Mehdi Ouraba.
In dedication to Vincent Fumet, with whom I shared my best beers. We hypothesized in Field Study 1 that we would find a correlation between perceptions of one's attraction and people's intoxication. Results show that in coffees and bars, drunk people feel more appealing. Something links what self-perceptions are and etiometric measuring. The next step was to investigate through a method more accurate. We experimented more scholarly to know why those guys feel less ugly. This is the result of the whole story. When good guys feel they are sexy, it's just placebo, very expectancy. Such a belief is a fancy.
I'm bored.
Biology and Astronomy Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize awarded jointly in biology and astronomy is awarded to Marie Dack, Emily Baird, Marcus Byrne, Clark Schultz, and Eric Warrant of Sweden, South Africa, Germany, Australia, and the UK for discovering that when dung beetles get lost, they can navigate their way home by looking at the Milky Way. Please welcome Marie Dack, Emily Baird, Marcus Byrne, and Eric Warrant.
Dung beetles roll balls of poo.
Hello!
We explore how a sky compass works by watching dung beetles roll balls of poo.
Poo!
And ask how.
How? We ask everyone to raise their eyes from a dung patch to the sky. Here, a lonely nocturnal wanderer finds guidance. Seen through the eyes of beetles, the African moon and the stars leads the way to their success.
Success!
Hats on beetles and planetarium shows tell us how all creatures, great and small, avoid getting lost in the dark. The clever compass uses the stars, the bright stripe of light in the Milky Way.
Milk!
South African dung beetles teach us that to do good science, you've got to have
balls!
You can collect your $10 trillion from the Nobel laureates here. The Safety Engineering Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize for Safety Engineering is awarded to the late Gastano Pizzo of the USA for inventing an electromechanical system to trap airplane hijackers. The system drops a hijacker through trap doors, seals him into a package, then drops the encapsulated hijacker through the airplane's specially installed bomb bay doors, whence he parachutes to Earth, where police, having been alerted by radio, await his arrival. The winner's brother and sister had planned to be with us tonight, but unfortunately are not able to travel.
The ceremonies featured a mini opera entitled The Blonsky Device, a musical saga about a real-life pair of inventors who created a machine to assist women in giving birth via centrifugal force. Here's a sample.
Now will you please explain your stuff? I tried to read it, but it wasn't clear enough, not clear enough.
It helps a woman birth a child.
That's rather wild.
You put her on a table that is motorized.
Mentally sized.
A woman lies down on her back.
She's on a rack.
And then you rotate her at 60 RPM.
I must contend.
And so the child comes flying out, it's quick and fun.
I think we're done.
It's very simple, it's a simple apparatus for delivery of babies with the turntable that spins the mother and ejects the child.
It's time for the Win a Date with a Nobel Laureate contest. Here's Karen Hopkin to tell us about our laureate.
Thank you, Snugglebug. He's big and he's manly and he likes a clean floor. Tonight's Win a Date prize is all that and more. Professor Roy Glauber won the 2005 Nobel Prize in Physics for his penetrating insights into the interactions between light and matter. A connoisseur of all things optical, Roy built his first telescope at the age of 12. Some of his best friends are constellations, but for one night, you can be the center of his universe. Let's give a warm Win a Date welcome to Roy Glauber.
Now, let's see which lucky audience member will win a date with this Nobel laureate. When you entered the hall, the ushers handed you an attractive printed program. Pick it up and look through it. If your program is the one that contains a photograph of Thomas Hunt Morgan wielding a fly swatter, then you have won a date with this Nobel laureate. If that's you, come on up and claim your prize.
If you'd like more Ig excitement, visit sciencefriday.com/Ig Nobel for an eyewitness account of the ceremonies. I'm Ira Flatow, and you're listening to Science Friday from NPR.
Physics Prize! The Ig Nobel Prize for Physics is awarded to Alberto Minetti, Yuri Ivanenko, Germana Cappellini, Nadia Dominici, and Francesco Lacquaniti of Italy, the UK, Switzerland, Russia, and France for discovering that some people would be physically capable of running across the surface of a pond if those people and that pond were on the moon. Please welcome Alberto Minetti and Yuri Ivanenko.
Have you ever had dreams about swimming like fishes, flying as birds, hovering in the 3D space? Well, today we report that even unconceivable gates and unconceivable feats as running on the surface of a small pond, which only some lizards and birds are able to do, is also possible for humans. The only problem is that those humans and the pond need to be on another planet.
By using a suspension system and fins, we found that the level of gravity under below which running on water is feasible. We ran a contest within the solar system for the most suitable planet, and the winner is...
The envelope is yours. Oh, thank you. The moon.
Actually, our study opens exobiology about the potential gates extraterrestrials adopt
Please
in the
talk.
Universe.
I'm bored. Oh. Please talk.
Yes, we are
I'm
currently
bored.
Working on human
Please
flapping
talk.
Flights. Keep in touch
I'm
with us
bored.
If you're interested.
Please
Thank
talk.
You.
You can collect your $10 trillion from the Nobel laureates over there.
We're going to take a break. Stay with us. We'll be back with more Ig Nobel action after this. This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow, and we now return you to Harvard's Sanders Theater for highlights from this year's Ig Nobel Award ceremony.
The Ig Nobel Prize in Chemistry is awarded to Shinsuke Imai, Nobuaki Tsuge, Muniaki Tomotake, Yoshiaki Nagatome, Toshiyuki Nagata, and Hidehiko Kumgai of Japan and Germany for discovering that the biochemical process by which onions make people cry is even more complicated than scientists had previously realized. Please welcome the entire team.
This is an onion. Onion can force you to cry. First, I want to say thank all the people who have forced to cry by onion. Many researchers have tried to explain how onion makes you cry. Unfortunately, but fortunately for us, they overlooked the most important enzyme in tear-inducing effect. Our team found new enzymes that make you cry. Our discovery opened the door to the development of healthful and tearless onion. In other words, Ig Nobel onion. Which do you like? Tearful onion or tearless? Ig Nobel onion. Thank you.
The Archaeology Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Archaeology is awarded to Brian Crandall and Peter Stahl of Canada and the USA for parboiling a dead shrew and then swallowing the shrew without chewing, and then carefully examining everything excreted during subsequent days, all so they could see which bones would dissolve inside the human digestive system and which bones would not. Please welcome Brian Crandall.
We are duplicating the study, and we will be recruiting volunteers outside. We're moving bigger now. I actually did this research when I was an undergraduate 20 years ago, so I'm glad finally some recognition came. But but this reflects my approach to science, which is to not force it. Embrace the mystery of it, pursue it with passion, and just have fun. My current job is outside of the university setting. I actually teach science to kids. I get hired to travel to schools and spark an interest in science in children while they're young, before they get too old to lose the interest in it. Thank you. So, just a couple of quick thank yous. Peter Stahl, my co-author on this paper, I want to thank you for your enthusiastic support of this crazy, crazy idea. I'd like to also thank Kurt Pischel of the Binghamton University Biology Department, who let an undergraduate have access to the scanning electron microscope. And also the other faculty at the Binghamton University Anthropology Department, who such as Ann Stahl and Randy McGuire, who shared their passion and excitement for what they do. Thank you.
The awards are produced each year by the editors of the science humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research. You can find out more about them at improbable.com.
We have a request. Calm yourselves, please. We ask you, the members of the audience, to please hold your applause for this next prize. Please hold your applause for this next prize. The Peace Prize. the Ig Nobel Peace Prize. This year is awarded to Alexander Lukashenko, the president of Belarus, for making it illegal to applaud in public. And to the Belarus State Police for arresting a one-armed man for applauding. The winners could not or would not be with us tonight. Thank you.
Here's a little more of the Ig Nobel mini opera, The Blonsky Device.
It's about time, my dear. It's about time, my dear. After many, 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 many months, I'm very, 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 very ready for a change.
Round about time, my dear.
Round about time, my dear.
After
waiting
and waiting and waiting uncomfortably.
Waiting and waiting and waiting uncomfortably. Anxious and eager and knowing between the adventures of love and the love of the table and the
delightful machine. Such a delightful machine. Far from routine, far from routine. Kind of a trampoline. Such a hygienic machine. Such a hygienic machine. So very clean, so very clean, seemingly so pristine. We better check each detail, we better check each detail. Any detail, any detail, any detail would fail. We better check each detail, we better check each detail. Any detail, any detail, any detail would fail.
Got to examine it, look at it, see.
Happily look at it.
Got to examine it.
Look at it.
Factors affecting the spin rate. That's your assignment, because the ride's steady, not rough.
Check that the bodily orientation's okay.
Make sure the mother is strapped in to face the right way.
Check the direction the mother will lie in the bed.
Having her backwards is something I dread. Where are the feet? Where is the head?
The Probability Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize for Probability is awarded to Bert Tolkamp, Marie Haskell, Fritha Langford, David Roberts, and Colin Morgan of the UK, the Netherlands, and Canada for making two related discoveries. First, that the longer a cow has been lying down, the more likely that cow will soon stand up. And second, that once a cow stands up, you cannot easily predict how soon that cow will lie down again. Please welcome Bert Tolkamp.
That would be a good opening if I'd immediately destroyed the prize. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been studying cows for most of my career, and therefore I can speak with some authority here when I tell you that cows can be really boring. It's cows, you hear, that can be really boring. So when you research cows, the best you can do is to come up with a title of a paper that at least sounds interesting and attracts the attention of Mark Abrams. Although I must admit that the behavior of the cows in our experiment was really, really disappointing. We all expected that these cows would be more motivated to lie down the longer they had been standing. But these cows just kept hanging around, and they never did what we expected of them. Although, in a sense, that makes it quite interesting.
Please talk. I'm bored. Please talk.
So,
I'm bored.
Novel
Please
ideas
talk.
Come up
I'm
from counterintuitive
Please
results.
Talk.
Thank you.
You can collect your $10 trillion from the Nobel laureates there. The final prize, the Public Health Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Public Health is awarded to Kasian Banganada, Tu Chayavatana, Chumporn Pongnomkul, Ananton Makayakul, Piaskol Solkasatayadorn, Krit Komaratal, and Henry Wild of Thailand for the medical techniques described in their report, Surgical Management of an Epidemic of Penile Amputations in Siam. Techniques which they recommend, except in cases where the amputated penis has been partially eaten by a duck. The winners could not travel to the ceremony. They sent an acceptance speech. Their acceptance speech will now be read on their behalf by Nobel laureate Eric Maskin.
Dr. Kasian Banganada, the lead author of the study Surgical Management of an Epidemic of Penile Amputations in Siam, sends this acceptance speech. Dr. Kasian asked us to read the speech aloud here at the Ig Nobel ceremony on behalf of him and his entire team. The team is based at Sirirag Hospital in Mahidol University in Bangkok, Thailand. Here is Dr. Kasian's speech. Quote, "It's an unexpected award." Unquote.
I'm Ira Flatow, and you're listening to Science Friday from NPR.
Now, Professor Jean Berko Gleason will give the traditional Ig Nobel goodbye, goodbye speech.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Would all of the Ig Nobel Prize winners and the Nobel laureates and the 24/7 lecturers and the opera performers now please gather at the front of the stage for a pointless photo opportunity. Whack your hands together, shower them with self-esteem. Now, on behalf of the Harvard Radcliffe Society of Physics Students and the Harvard Radcliffe Science Fiction Association, especially from all of us at the Annals of Improbable Research, please remember this final thought. If you didn't win an Ig Nobel Prize tonight, and especially if you did, better luck next year. Good night.
That about wraps it up for us. Thanks to Mark Abrams and everyone at the Annals of Improbable Research, and to audio engineer Miles Smith for his help in recording the ceremonies. Charles Berquist is our director. Our senior producer is Christopher Intagliata. Alexa Lim is our associate producer. Our SciArts producer, Annie Minoff. Luke Groskin is our video producer. Sam Flato, our production assistant. Neil Rauch, our technical director at the controls in New York. If you missed any part of the program or if you'd like to hear it again, subscribe to our podcast, audio and video, on iTunes and Android apps, or you can point your tablet or your smartphone to our website at sciencefriday.com, where you can also join our mailing list. And if you like us, then like us on Facebook and continue a week-long discussion on Twitter at SciFry. If you'd like to write us, please send your letters to Science Friday, 19 West 44th Street, Suite 412, New York, New York, 10036. You can also email us. The address is scifry@sciencefriday.com. Have a great holiday weekend. I'm Ira Flato in New York.